This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 3rd. Well, wheat markets yesterday pulled back after getting a bit of a bounce over the previous few sessions and looking like the market was going to get some momentum to the upside. Markets kind of gave it up and were under a fair amount of pressure yesterday. Some of that stemming from disappointment over the Egyptian purchase. They only bought one cargo from France, no less, at 199 FOB. So they passed on all the other orders, and in fact, Ukraine was the next lowest offer, but they didn't take it. So, but still, nevertheless, that was about $5 a ton higher than what they purchased last week. So definitely world prices are creeping higher. But here in the U.S., it looks like we're going to have a great deal of feed wheat, and that's pressuring corn, and it's kind of adding to some of the pressure in wheat as well. About 10% of the U.S. spring wheat remains in the field. That's arguably going to all be feed wheat. Kind of a similar story with Canada, only worse. They have about half of their crop still in the field, and that's clearly a lot of that's going to be feed wheat. They got really dumped on with snow. They had a lot of wind. They had got some lodging problems. Then they had some freeze problems, so it's going to be a long slog to get that crop out of the field. But the wheat market getting a pullback. And certainly the Minneapolis market has gained some momentum to the downside. I think it's pretty clear that we have found our seasonal high in spring wheat. For winter wheat, we were looking for the markets to, you know, continue to at least show some signs of strength into mid to late October, which is a normal seasonal high for them. So we'll see. I think at this point, it would be more a matter of just retesting the highs that were put in, you know, the last day of September to the first days of October, you know, those swing highs from just a couple days ago. That would be my guess, that the market would come back and test those highs into the seasonal time window. We're a little early for the seasonal window. We are looking at the Southern Hemisphere harvest getting rolling here about a month or so, and it'll still take some time to hit the world market. That's typically why we see the market start to fade as we go into the November-December time window. That's when the Southern Hemisphere crop hits the market. Now, of course, Argentina, they've been aggressively selling grain ahead of what they expect will be an export tariff. They're looking at a pretty big wheat crop. It's not quite as big as what early estimates were because they've had some dryness develop in the western part of the country. But by and large, they're still going to be looking at a pretty decent sized wheat crop. In Australia, they started out looking fairly good as well, but the drought has reasserted itself, and it looks like they're going to come in with another short crop. But the bottom line is, it's the Black Sea that sets the tone, or the Europeans, as we saw yesterday with Egypt. But those markets are well-stocked of good quality milling wheat, and it's going to be difficult to really outcompete them. But they are moving higher along with their normal seasonal rally as well. So that's encouraging, and it does offer some element of support to the broader wheat market. We're also looking at feedlots here in the United States, picking up the pace for buying feed wheat, enough supplies that should carry them through the winter. So there's still quite a bit available of hardwood winter wheat, of low protein, low quality wheat there. Northern Plains obviously is going to have a lot of spring wheat available for the feed market, but it's difficult to get it down into the feedlots because it just costs too much. So my guess there is it's probably just going to sit in the bin and hopefully get a better quality crop next year that they can blend it off. That would most likely be where that heads. Some of it would get fed, of course, up in the north, but most of the major feeding areas, of course, are in central and southern plains. So I look for the wheat markets, you know, probably pull back a little bit more here, just a few cents, and then take another run at the highs that were put in a few days ago. That should take us into the mid-October time window, which is close enough to that seasonal high time frame that the market probably will run out of gas. So generally speaking, look for the market to have, you know, we're not in a bull market. I think that's pretty safe to say. We're hoping that we can be in a trading range market, and basically we'd come back and test the top end of the range, which probably is where the swing highs were here a couple days ago. So we're establishing that as our range, I think, which is a reasonable expectation that the bottom end of the lows that were put in the 1st of September and the top end, the highs that were put in on the last of September. It's a fairly wide range for Chicago, a big range for Minneapolis, and Kansas City fairly narrow. So I think we can trade those parameters back and forth probably through the winter. I don't see much that has developed that would really change that. And we're far enough along into the southern hemisphere's crop where we're fine-tuning the production estimates there as well. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.